Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Cindy Rustin with Mom to Mom Radio Show. And I want to welcome you guys. Guess what? We have got a fun, fun broadcast today. And I think that it's going to be a big treat for all of you. Today, we're going to be welcoming Judge Roy Moore, who is our former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama. Also, he's the author of So Help Me God. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, too. And guess what, you guys? I am so elated to announce, of course, you guys already heard this, but he is also candidate for governor of the great state of Alabama. And I expect that he will be the next governor of the great state of Alabama. I want to welcome you, Judge Moore.
Well, thank you, Cindy. It's nice to be with you.
Thank you so much. And I am glad that you're here joining us with Mom to Mom Radio Show. Oh, goodness, I would love for you to introduce yourself and maybe help us get to know you and your family real quick before we dig in.
Well, my name is Roy Moore. I was Chief Justice of Alabama Supreme Court in 2001, and I am married to Kayla. My four children are spread out now because they range from 25 to 16. And my daughter is living in Etowah County. Her name is Heather Mayo. She had my first grandchild. My son, Roy Baxter, had my second grandchild just about 5 months ago. So I've got two grandchildren. And then I have a boy down at Troy State University who is 19, and one in high school still is 16. And I live in Etowah County, Alabama, but I work in Montgomery. And I have an office on 1 Dexter Avenue, which is called the Foundation for Moral Law, in which we write briefs in the United States Supreme Court and federal district courts across the country regarding religious liberty and other aspects of the United States Constitution, to include the Second Amendment. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I served in Vietnam in 1971-72. I was a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, where I received a Bachelor of Science degree in Arts and Engineering. I received a Juris Doctor degree from the University of Alabama and practiced law in Alabama for a number of years before being appointed to the Office of Circuit Judge, where I served for some 8 years before being appointed, or elected, I should say, to the Alabama Supreme Court as Chief Justice. So that's a little bit about me and my family.
Oh, yay. Well, now, most people are going to know you by either what they've seen on TV or what they have read surrounding actually two battles that you've had over the Ten Commandments. I think they're going to probably relate you as the Ten Commandments guy, right?
Well, a lot of people call me that. I don't necessarily call myself that, but they say the Ten Commandments judge, so.
Yeah. Well, now, can you take us back and tell us, like, what was really going on with this? Because, I have to confess this, I've been fasting from CNN for obvious reasons. I think I was screaming at the TV a little too much this year. But seriously, I think we all know that what you see on TV is not necessarily what the reality is, what's really going on. So can you tell us from your point of view what really happened there? Because to me, I think this is a pivotal moment in American history.
Well, it's a pivotal moment because it was about the acknowledgement of God. It wasn't about the Ten Commandments. It was about acknowledging God's sovereignty, and many of our cases deal with that, but people don't understand it. They think it deals with prayer or Bible reading or religious displays, but it's really about acknowledging a sovereign God. And when the federal court said that we could not, as a state, acknowledge the sovereign God, he said something that really is unique in legal jurisprudence, because they just don't talk like that. And the reason they don't is because they know it's rather hypocritical for them to swear witnesses in, so help me God, and take their oath, so help me God, and then say that you can't recognize who he is. So basically it was about the acknowledgement of sovereignty God, and I upheld my oath to the Constitution and the First Amendment, and did not budge. And I think it was a great victory. Even though I got removed from office, we still, for once, took a stand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You know, whenever I'm hearing what you're saying here, this is not what our forefathers intended for government to be like, is it, at all?
No, I mean, the whole origin of our Constitution and our nation was based upon God. One thing I like to remind people is, and I think it's Federalist 51, James Madison, the chief architect of the Constitution, naturally was trying to describe why we had a Constitution. He said, if angels were to govern us, we would need no other government. And if angels were to govern men, neither external or internal controls would be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So in framing a form of government, it was necessary to first allow the government to control the governed and thereafter oblige it to control itself, which we see we're not doing today. We're not going by the Constitution. We're not recognizing the restrictions on human nature.
Right.
That's a big problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have to say that one of the things, you probably saw this, by the way, you guys, recently Judge Moore was in North Alabama for dinner, and I was so blessed to get to hear him speak and get to know you and Kayla, and what a blessing that was for us. But, you know, I was having to contain myself as I was hearing you talk about the Constitution, because for a long time, Harold and I have really took a stand here in Alabama. In our sphere of influence, we've took a stand saying, watch out for the amendments and constitutional reforms, because, you know, of course, Harold has said this for many years since he was in school at Athens State, that, you know, that the Constitution was framed by conservative Christian men and women, and now today we're faced with people who do not have the same heartbeat, they don't have the same convictions, they actually have some agendas that are very scary. So to me, it's refreshing to see someone stand up for the Constitution, and yet I would like to ask you to explain to our listeners here today, what is the big deal with the constitutional amendments and constitutional reform? Why is it dangerous? Because I'd like to hear it from your perspective.
Well, when you talk about constitutional reform, you're generally talking about the Alabama Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there are a lot of provisions they like to wipe out, like the right of parents to have exercise jurisdiction over education for their children.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to be a state right. They want gambling, and they can't contend with the Section 62 of the Alabama Constitution. They want to raise taxes. That's the basic reason. They call our Constitution regressive because it keeps our taxes low. And
God.
I think that's pretty progressive myself.
Uh-huh.
But basically, they want to change our Constitution so that they can run it the way they want to, and I think it's very dangerous. They don't tell you why they want to change the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They generally say, well, it's a racist document, despite the fact that one of the first black Supreme Court justices stopped the first attempt to amend the Constitution or change the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
Oscar Adams. But basically, they just don't like restrictions on human nature, and that's what a Constitution is all about. That's what the United States Constitution is about, and it's being undermined by federal judiciary and the president and the Congress in
mm-hmm.
various ways.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm really concerned about some of the things, the policies that I'm seeing, some of the laws, the bills in the Congress. I'm just very concerned. And I think that I'm definitely not alone. Obviously, I'm looking at even the few things that make it to the news. And there are people all across the country who are very, very, very concerned with some of the things that are going on, because this is on a very fast slope down. I know I was reading the front of your book, it's been revised. And by the way, you guys, you've got to check out his book, It's So Help Me God. If you want a great book for you to study with your children, but also for you to kind of get a grasp on some of the things that are going on and in our culture today and what we need to do about it, you've got to check out his book, It's So Help Me God. And it's about the Ten Commandments, judicial tyranny, and the battle for religious freedom. But, you know, Judge Moore, when I was reading your new introduction to the book, I had to sit back and just weep for our country because of where we are. there are some really dangerous things going on right now.
I think so. Yes. We have a lot of attempts to circumvent the United States Constitution by unlawful treaties. Even if ratified, they contradict the foundation of American government and American law.
Right.
And should not overcome our Constitution. But we're seeing that with the World Order and the United Nations treaties, such as the Convention on Rights of the Child, which would take away the right of parents to raise or rear their children properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that one has always been scary. It's actually been in the works for many, many years.
Yes.
Right now, I'm really concerned with a fully Democratic Congress and, you know, all the way to the top. I'm really concerned about the ratification of that treaty. Tell us how that's dangerous. That is a very dangerous treaty.
That's a very dangerous treaty because it would really destroy the family, which is the basis of our country. And I think that we need to be watched. They've tried to do that on several previous occasions, but have failed, and they'll continue to try to do it till they pass it. So hopefully we still got some conservative Democrats up there that will stop it, and hopefully there's some Republicans that likewise will be, you know, you just can't weigh it all in Democratic Republic, because many times we've got liberal Republicans that vote for these things too.
Well, that's true. Very true. What do we do? I mean, at this time, you know, there's that. I was listening on Fox last night. I said I was banning CNN right now for myself, but I was listening on Fox last night, and I was talking about this month being a homosexual history or something month, and there were, I mean, even talking about some of the leaders that were, the people that were being studied in schools, and I know this doesn't surprise you because you've even spoken in your book about Obama's desire to lift, this is what your book says, virtually all restrictions on homosexual conduct from people he's appointed. They were showing information about the safe school czar last night, and I was thinking, oh, man. But what do we do when we are seeing this? Because I don't want this to be necessarily a downer thing. What do we do?
I think that what we need to do, Cindy, is to educate our children, and I think that's going on in all across our country. I think the young people are becoming aware of the fact, and it's not a coincidence that young people are becoming aware of these things because the older people simply have forgotten them. And I think that many people are being educated on our Constitution. You know, a lot of things that the Obama administration does is very bad and very wrong, but at least people are waking up because of it, and I think that's something that we can celebrate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're saying that there's a wake-up call right now for us.
There is.
And, of course, now, one thing I love to see is you have stepped up to run for the office of governor in our state of Alabama. I am so excited to be an Alabamian. I can't tell you how excited I am to be supporting your campaign. And I think it's time for leaders to step up. And, boy, I am so thankful for you.
Well, thank you. That's exactly why I'm doing it, Cindy, because I think it's time for leadership in Alabama and that we're facing some hard fiscal problems. Monetarily, the budget's not going to be there in 2011, but it's also a time of opportunity to cut the excessive spending and wasteful programs that we've endured for so long because there was money. And I think sometimes you can look to those things as a time of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time to cut back on government, cut back on spending, and control the money supply.
Oh, absolutely. Now, speaking of Alabama, what are some things that you're seeing across the state that you feel like that this is the time for you to step up and help us? I know you're talking about the budget and the programs that are not needed.
And I see a lot of gambling opening up across the state.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is prohibited by the Alabama Constitution. I also see a lot of unethical conduct in the legislature of Alabama and mm-hmm. other branches in state government. And I think that needs to be stopped. And I think one easy way to stop that is to prevent special interests from giving any money to legislators. They're simply
amen.
Buying their vote.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say amen, amen, amen on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I know, we have a huge audience of homeschooling families mainly. We have, I've written over 100 books, and the majority of those are on homeschooling. And you really, one of the things that just comforts me is knowing that, as a leader, how supportive you are of parental rights and parental rights to educate their children the way that God leads them to educate their children. And right now, education in Alabama is in trouble, isn't it?
It's in trouble. Anywhere the government controls, whether it's private enterprise, education, or health care, we've got a problem.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I have to say amen to that. So what do we do today? You know, what is it that you see as a leader that we need to do as moms, as dads, as students? What do we need to do today for our country? Because I believe we're at a pivotal place that, as Christians, we can't continue to sit on the sidelines and wait for somebody else to do it, can we?
No, and I think what you're doing is what we need to do. You're educating people out there to teach their children the basics of our government and our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it all begins in education. That's how we got here is we've neglected that education, and we're now destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if we re-educate, we can return.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I happen to know that, and I cannot believe that this is getting so close, but my son, by the way, everybody, gets married October 24th. 2 days later, I am going to be doing nothing, except we've got a big day here in North Alabama, don't we?
Yes, we have a rally coming up on the 26th, I believe it is, of October,
uh-huh.
and I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, you'll be here. What are we going to do that day?
Well, celebrate the country and faith upon which our country is based, and
mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the Constitution, about rights, and about what's going on in Alabama and the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barack Obama today was given the Nobel Peace Prize, and I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what for.
I'm going to be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I went to work out and came back home, and I have not even looked at the news today.
Well,
good thing. I would have been probably saying something else, probably. Wow. Well, you know, I think my biggest concern, you know, has been that it seems as if the leadership that from all the way up to Obama, all the way down to even some of the local leaders, I guess I'm just so tired as a citizen from seeing people that forget what we want. And I'm so thankful that you are stepping up and that you care enough to hear us and hear what we're concerned about. And I just think it's time for some solid, rock solid leadership with integrity.
Well, thank you. I think if anything I bring to the office, it's if I say something, I'm going to do it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm going to stand up for the people and their rights, and I'm not going to let this stuff that goes on in Montgomery go by unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring it to the attention of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, there's probably a lot of people that don't want to see me get there, but that needs to be done.
Yes. Well, I think it's time. I think it's time now more than ever before. Real quick, before we wrap up today, I visited your site the other day, your website, and if you guys want to see it, you can go to more, M-O-O-R-E, 2010.com. Your videos there are awesome. I think that they should be listening, you know, that families should gather around the computer and really tune into those videos and hear what you teach there, because if anything, it's a great history for any of you who are not from Alabama, but I think it will really help you to know where you can get started and how you can teach your what our children need to know. Because I'm just looking at the void in the books today, Judge Moore.
Yes.
There's such a void of real constitutional teaching, you know, from a biblical worldview, teaching the real history of our country, you know, from its distinctly Christian founding.
I agree with you, Cindy, and I, you know, we're changing our website. Those videos will still be on there, but we're going to change it next week some and improve it. So we're looking forward to that, too.
I can't imagine. Wow, that's going to be awesome. And so you guys make sure to tune in. Again, that's more2010.com. Judge Moore, how can we help you? I know that I have a listenership from all around the world, and one thing, you know, I know that they probably don't even realize what you've been doing besides your, you know, besides running for governor. They probably don't realize that you have been writing your briefs, and you've been really holding some of the leaders accountable. How can we help you with everything you do? Tell us what you're doing and how we can help you.
Well, you can go to the website, more2010.com, and if you wish to contribute to this campaign, because we are facing a Democratic opponent probably by the name of Archer Davis, who is very liberal and very close to Barack Obama. And we certainly don't want more of that influence in our state, this liberal philosophy that is purported, you know, it's not representative of the people. And I think that we need to fight this. And of course, they've got a lot of money, and they've got Acorn and other agencies like that that will not support us, for sure.
Right.
So monetarily, people could support, and they also, I would hope, they would vote.
Definitely. If you're in Alabama, you now know who you can vote for. You now have a candidate that you can stand beside. I'm so thankful. Again, I know that I don't communicate it. I hope I'm communicating my heart on this, because I've seen a lot of candidates that, I mean, this is not just necessarily Democrat, Republican, or anything like that. We're talking about there are a lot of people who do not stand by our Constitution, and that our Constitution makes a world of difference in their foundation and their basis for how they rule, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And if you're not ruled by rule of law, you're ruled by man, and that could be very dangerous.
Absolutely.
That leads to tyranny.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Judge Moore, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and
thank you, Cindy,
taking your time. I know you're very, very busy. And before we go, could we just have a time of prayer?
Surely.
Okay.
Surely. Do you want me to lead it? Or?
Well, sure, if you would.
Okay. Father, we do thank you for this day in the country in which we live. We thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us. We pray that we'll turn back as a nation to you and humble ourselves and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. For we know that in Chronicles it's promised that you will hear from heaven, forgive us for our sin, and heal our land. And we do pray for healing in our land and for return of the knowledge of God to our land. We ask your blessings upon us and pray your forgiveness. And we thank you for everything, but mostly we thank you for your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, and I will be seeing you in about a week and a half.
Yes.
And I will then be a real hot mother-in-law.
Okay, Cindy.
Well, have a great day, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. And the audience is saying thank you, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, you guys, I want to thank you for joining me today. Are you guys inspired? How awesome is it to see a leader rising up and stepping up to the call today? Now, I don't know if today is your day to say, you know, I'm one I want to step up to the call, but I want to challenge you to step up and do your part. You know, I love our country. I love that it is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that means that it's all about you and me. You and me, all of us, stepping up and doing the things that God has led us to do to preserve our nation and preserve our nation, our freedom. And so, you guys, thank you for being a part of today. I want to challenge you to check out Judge Moore's website again. It is more, M-O-O-R-E, more2010.com. Check it out. You may want to, for those of you who are homeschooling, it would be awesome for you to take some time to go and check out the videos and listen to some of the teachings by Judge Moore. You may also want to grab his book. You guys know I don't recommend resources lightly, but his book is life-changing. It would be a wonderful resource for you for American history. For if you're in Alabama, you got to have it for state history, too. But, you guys, this book will help you to truly understand God's foundation for our country and God's plan for our country and why our Constitution is so important, why we want men and women who are leading constitutionally so that we do not have judicial tyranny or we don't have all these hits on our religious freedoms. So you guys check it out and get to know him. And also, I want to challenge all of you to pray. Pray hard during this campaign that God will bless Judge Moore, that he will lift him up, give him energy, give him the resources, give him a lavish provision to be able to make this run for our highest office in Alabama. You guys pray for our state. We need him. We need godly men and women actually across the whole country. So let's just commit ourselves to pray and seek God and to lift these leaders up before him. Well, you guys, I want to thank you for the show today and for joining me in. I know those of you who joined me live, you know this is our extra day, but this will be aired again on our regular day. And so you may want to tell some friends to take a peek at it later. I'll be uploading it and running it on Blog Talk Radio as well, and it'll also be at my website, which is at momtomomradioshow.com. Speaking of that, we air every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., and right now we've been doing a study called Becoming a Proverbs 31 Woman. So you guys, don't miss checking out the archives for that study, because that study, I pull no punches, we're digging in deep, but don't be afraid. I know some of you say, oh, goodness, Proverbs 31, that scares me. Well, guess what? I'm making it easy, I promise, and I think that you'll enjoy the encouragement. Well, you guys, thank you so much for making Mom to Mom Radio Show what you make it, because this is not just Cindy's show. It's Cindy to you, and I thank you for making it great. Well, you guys have a great day, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.